Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena.
Good morning. It's quite off-putting having a new microphone thing.
We've got fancy new microphone covers.
Do you like
the grotty old ones?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He said they were gross.
Yeah, they are a bit gross, but they're not now. They're nice and fresh.
We've been here before. We've had new ones before.
Yeah. Didn't last that long.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Now, this is going to be a thing of two halves.
Okay.
A segment of two halves. Just a bit of a backstory. What I normally do, I get all the stuff people have suggested I do. I have a look at it like the next couple of days and weekends. I start doing stuff. And I did this first little one. I was going to go for nice
this week.
Nicey stuff. So we're going to talk about this one first and then something happened Tuesday, which just affected everything. So here we go. New Zealand researchers have named an insect after Frodo Baggins.
Oh, cute.
The Scilla Frodo Bagginsi was identified by Francesco Martoni and Karen Armstrong, who examined psyllid insects during research for Martoni's PhD with the New Zealand Bioprotection Research Centre.
Blimey, that's very cute.
Lovely little thing. During their research, the pair examined psyllids from Kowhai trees in 21 South Island locations and described consistent differences between the two types, which allowed them to be classified as two distinct species.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. And so one of them is Frodo Baggins.
But apparently it's not the first time insects have been named after hobbits.
I was going to say, I feel like this must be
in 2013, a new species of wasp that were small, short and stout were named after Bilbo, Frodo, Merry, Pippin and Sam.
Of course they were.
That's
so I don't
cute.
Know whether that was... I tried so hard to find animals or anything named after New Zealanders. And they're probably there, but Google just
don't you just
didn't
think
help me.
New Zealanders love The Hobbit, though. Not The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, but you know.
I've literally never seen Lord of the Rings.
What?
I know.
I feel like you shouldn't have said that on air.
I'm putting it out there.
Prepare yourself.
I know. I'm sorry. Please don't come for me. But I have never seen it, which is remarkable.
Should we have a marathon?
My cousins are obsessed with it. My flatmates are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And I've just never seen it.
I have Lord of the Ring-a-thons every
it.
Now and again.
It's almost a jealousy thing
that you get to fresh eye
watch.
For the first time, you know.
I've also never seen Titanic as well.
What?
Yeah,
what did
sinks.
You watch growing up?
It sinks. Spoiler alert, it sinks.
Oh, Rob, you've ruined it. What am I going to do?
We have a very strict rule on breakfast and it's no spoilers.
Okay. My friend used to have the DVD of Titanic, but in two discs because it's, you know, it was back in the day when it was too long.
Yeah.
And she used to just watch the first disc because she didn't want to get to the sad bit in the second disc.
Someone said it's the best thing you've said all week, Rachel, that you haven't watched Lord of the Rings.
Hey, shout
like
out.
That's...
Someone else out there knows what it's like.
I was expecting a lot of hate, not like any... Yeah.
Hey. Totally.
Someone said, go Rachel, Lord of the Rings sucks. What's going on here?
Everything's coming out of the woodwork now.
Okay, so I woke up Tuesday morning, sent Rachel a hope day goes well.
Great text.
It was lovely. The first text I got yesterday was from Rob saying have a lovely graduation day. So it was very nice. Thanks, Rob.
Enjoy your day. I hope it all goes well. And then I switched on the radio and my whole day changed because I heard Greta Thunberg's speech at the United Nations and that just did me for the whole day.
Yeah.
Could not think
powerful.
About anything else. And I will put it out there, I cried.
Yeah.
It's possibly the best speech I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Super powerful. Just,
and then this morning coming on the train, I was reading The Guardian because I'm quite posh. And there's this thing about Fox News on Fox and Friends and the things they said about her. Was just, I got actually angry on the train.
Yeah, I accidentally fell into the comments section underneath one of her speeches.
That's a terrible thing to fall into.
It wasn't good. It wasn't a nice place to be.
But as we've been talking a lot this off air, it doesn't matter what party you believe in or whatever your things are, listen to what she's saying for sake.
Yeah.
Nearly swore there.
Mm.
But please, what's wrong with people?
Yeah.
She's the most... special person on this planet as we speak now. I've got nothing but
she's amazing.
She
you know?
Did a big post on her Facebook thing because people have accused her of being tied to certain organizations or people paying her
which is
ridiculous. And she did this big thing about how she writes her speeches and where the information comes from, because a lot of the time she's trying to knuckle down these like really intense facts about like where we're at and how much time we've got left into this like short speech that people can understand. And she does it so well.
What I can understand, one of these blokes on Fox and Friends just, I won't say what he said about her, and someone actually said, like, you're a man.
Yeah.
How can you pick on a young person? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Someone said that on the show.
Yeah. Oh. It's actually someone from Fox. Even they're getting a bit annoyed with it all.
Well, I think there's so many layers to it. But, you know, she's a 16-year-old girl who's saying an incredibly, you know, she's put herself in a really vulnerable but incredibly important position.
Yeah, I've got nothing but 100% admiration for her.
So do I. And I just think she's really remarkable. But also she's saying things that, you know, all kids are saying at the moment, you know, all kids are freaking out about this, and not just kids, obviously, but you know, we should be listening to these young people who are just saying really important stuff.
Yeah, I think
totally
for me,
right, Rob.
I think for me, yesterday, there's so much rubbish gets bombarded at us every day, and that was the final have one more little slither of cake,
and
I exploded.
And understand the frustration behind it all.
And the unfortunate thing is, and she said it herself, it's not going to make any difference.
Well, you never know. I'm an eternal optimist. Let's hope it does. We've got the big strikes on Friday.
Yeah, and I'm going to support them in any way I can.
Exactly. I think that's going to be...
And listen, let's just listen to what other people are saying, you know, for Christ's sake.
It's important.
Where did you watch her speech? Do you know?
I watched... Sorry, what?
Where did you watch it? Like, what website? No, what website?
On BBC.
So other people,
BBC.
If you haven't seen it,
I watched it 3 or 4 times yesterday, and I cried every time.
Because I watched it on her Instagram, but if you haven't got that, BBC is maybe the place to go. If you haven't seen it, you should go and watch
Please do, and read it, and it's just, that's it, I'm out.
Remarkable.
Going to drop my microphone.
Drop your mic metaphorically, because these are connected to big metal arms. But
I shouldn't have told him that.
Hey, if you've got something you'd like Rob to look up, you can text us on 53955 or flick us a call, 309-3879. It can be a serious topic. It can be a silly topic. It can be something weird and freaky. Who knows?
All the kids, just quickly, everybody's like protesting. Is it all the school kids
It started by the school kids doing their school strikes, and now they're calling on adults as well to join them in striking.
Cool.
Yeah, so lots of people are striking work and stuff like that.
University and things. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob.
Yeah. We can still save the planet.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
I think we need a bit.